Zeichen Nishmas Havi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas, Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Sheinabaz, Yeshua Fal. Okay, good morning everybody. Good to see everybody. So today, Bez Hashem is starting the second half of Maser B'Cholov. Rabbi Tuchman, you know, he says this is the real meat and potatoes of Maser B'Cholov. The first half is more lighter. But somebody asked if we should sing the Niggun, so we'll sing the Niggun, and then Rez Hashem will go on to the learning, and then we'll see how long this takes us, and, you know, could always do more things, you know. But again, Yishkoyach on the Chazara. I'm glad you did a good job, everybody, and continue. Avinu Havarachamon Hamirachem Rachem Oleinu Vesem Belibeinu Bina Lehavinu Laskil Avinu Havarachamon Hamirachem Rachem Oleinu Vesem Belibeinu Bina Lehavinu Laskil Lishma Lilmodu Lelamed Lishma Velasos Ulikayim es kol divrei salmo tarasecha kmiyavo lishma lilmod ulalameid lishma velasos ulikayim es kol divrei Salmot Tursachom Yehavom Veha Ereinenu Vesarasecha Vedabeg Libeinu Vemitzvasecha Veyachet Levaveinu Liyah Lishma lilmod ulalamed lishma velasos ulikayim es kol divrei salmot ha'secha v'yahava. Okay, everybody. Okay. So, the sugi we begin is Tipas Cholov Shenofla Ala Chaticha. So, we said that if you have a bowl of chulent, a fleshik chulent, or meatballs, or whatever you have, and a tipa of cholov falls in on one of the pieces of meat. So then what is the story? So l'chora, this is the regular din of shishim, that if you have shishim in the meat, keneged the milk, then it's batal. And if not, not. But what happens if it falls on one piece of meat? So if it falls on one piece of meat, so how do we view it? We have to mevatel that one piece of meat has to have shishim keneged the cholov, or is it the whole kedera, all the pieces of meat together? So what we're going to see over here is that since it's falling on one piece of meat, and that piece of meat, and we'll have to discuss exactly the details, but is jutting out. In other words, say you have a liquid chulen, and one piece of meat is sticking out above the liquid line, and the milk falls on that chaticha. So then it's only a question of that chaticha versus the milk. Nothing else counts in the cheshbon. And if that chaticha is a big chaticha and it's 60 times that tipas cholov, then it'll be batel. And if not, not. But if everything was underneath the liquid line, and then it just falls into the pot, so then everything is mitzaref. All the pieces of meat are going to be mitzaref to be vatel the chaticha, the tipas cholov. Now there is a question of machlokas in the poskim of what's called jutting out. How far does it have to jut out? Is it that piece of meat is jutting out totally? The whole piece of meat is above the liquid line? Say it's piggybacking on top of a potato, and then the piece of meat is on top of a potato. And then if it's jutting out totally, then it's you only take into account that piece of meat. But if it's chetzi-chetzi, say that piece of meat is part of it is underneath the water line and part of it is not, so then maybe that's not called jutting out, and that's called in. That's called ilu. It's underneath, right? Or even if it's chatzi in, chatzi out, that's considered jutting out, and then it will be just a competition between that piece of meat and the cholov. So let's see. If you take a look in Tosfos, on the top of page 1. Tibas cholov shenofla al hachaticha basar yesh bino sintam bos hachaticha daseres shachaticha kula chutz lerotev ayri. So Tosa says the chaticha is kula chutz lerotev. The whole piece of meat is above the liquid line. Kedamin per gira nasha. Lakach b'charina ba'oso chaticha levatel hatipa v'lo b'shar chatichas. Because it's all totally out. Bishum d'cholav mefapeya al kol ha-chaticha v'im mefateya mechaticha l'chaverta. In other words, because it's only the milk is only going to be penetrating that one chaticha. Because it's above the water level. See, if it's, the whole thing is below the water level, then it's going to spread throughout the whole mixture, the whole all the pieces of meat. It's going to go from here to here, to here. And then it could. Then everything is counted towards the bittel. But since the whole thing is above the water level, then you only count that chaticha versus the tipas cholof. The cholof of the kol chaticha, ve'im mefapeh mechaticha l'chaticha, it only will get from one chaticha to another, el al yidei ni'or v'kisui. If you're measuring it, if you're stirring it and the pot is covered, so then the whole thing is considered mixed in. That is one opinion. However, and that's what Tosa says. However, Shita of Rashi is going to be different. That the sheet of Rashi is that even if what's what, as we're going to see, even if it's part of it is in and part of it is out, that is also considered as if it's totally out. So if you take a look, so this is the machlokas, one second. Whether the whole thing has to be out, and then it's considered a separate entity, or even, in other words, everyone agrees if the whole thing would be below the water level, you know, underneath, so then the tipas cholov is in this pashet, is this pashet bekulo. But if it's part in and part out, that's the machlokus. That's the machlokus. So here we see Beferish and Tosfos that he writes Beferish Chaticha kula chutz lerotiv. Now, the Rashi is a question where this Rashi is. That's the Poskim quote, Ashitas Rashi. If you look here in the second page, Kuf Chesamid Beis, Miflo Lepol Bachers Es Tam Macholov Shacholov Begaga Shol Chaticha Hava. It's saying that the Cholov is on the roof of the chaticha. So what's the point? The point being that since it's sticking out, so then if it's on the roof, it's considered outside. Because if the whole thing would be sticking out, then it wouldn't necessarily have to be on the roof. It could be so the side, etc. But since part, it's only part of it sticking out, so if it's on the gaga shol chaticha, then it's considered outside. And that's the Rashi Shita. That if it's... One second. Yeah, if you want to... did someone say something? Look on page 8 in the Beis Yosef. Because of all per gil anosha, I must need in the action is bashal by gil anosha. Do the read near it, shachaticha, shanofal Yisrael, lab, miktsasa tocha rotev. So he quotes you, he says, look on tzari vav amid beis, nivamasa miyesh. Is that, do we have that here in the packet? Sadi Vav Amid Beis? Yeah. Sadi Vav Amid Beis. Dibur Hamaskil. That's on page 3, right? Im Yesh. You see Imyesh? The Tosis has Imyesh. For how did the parish HaKuntris, Nicha, the parish Kolabosor, the Abitiv is called the common world of Shono, Avaloni, Avikis, and Chatik Hatsun, that's the very parish HaKuntris, the Chidia, Gider, Molechu, Hatipa, Bechol, Hagdera, Uvesayek, Kol, Masha, Besocha. Shafilo chaticha shenofla hatipa alel hi miktsasa b'tocha rotev. So he says, Afilu hachaticha shenofla hatipa alel hi miktsasa b'tocha rotev. Say I wrote of my hacha shalom near v'kisa. So if you look at the Beis Yosef, he writes, he says that it's talking about, he says Tosfos, he's quoting the Tosfos, he says the Lari near shachatich shenofal Yisrael miktsasa tocha rotev lo be'ina near v'kisa. So the Ri says, and this is known as Shita's Rashi, that if it's part in, part out, that's called out. So the first Tosfos we saw on Tzadi Chesavarev says the whole thing has to be out. The whole Katicha has to be out above the liquid line. And then it's considered a separate entity with the and then it's a machloka, you know, it's a fight between the basar and the milk. Is it shishim or not? But nothing else is counted in the competition. Just the milk and the basar. So that's the Tosis here, Kufches. But the other Tosis on Tzadivav is quoting the Ri, and it's also quoted the Ri B'Shem Rashi. That even if it's part in, part out, that's considered out as a separate unit. It doesn't have to be totally out. So that's what he says in the top, in the big line at the bottom. Hilchas Mashu Svirle the Rashi to Apple Pisha Mixas Achatich Munefes Merota Miachas Israel Lo Noga El Mitzasa Shechutz Lerota Eino Kol Mitzdayv Levatel Israel. So that's the machlokes here between the two Rishonim, between, and it's not the Tosfos on Kuf Ches and the Tosfos on Tzadi Vav. And the Baram Shif says, so where's the Rashi? So that's the Rashi about Gaga that we just saw on page 9. The Baram Shif says, Mashakosa Beis Yosef, the Halarashi, Afil Muktsasa Tacharotev, Enu Mavur. Mavur, Mashakosa. So, Beis Yosef says he doesn't know where is this Rashi. Because Rashi never says it explicitly. That they're quoting Rashi, Tosfos is quoting Rashi to say that even if it's Muktsasa in, Muktsasa out, that's called out. But where is this Rashi? So that's a big question. So the Maram Shif says he thinks it's that Rashi I just showed you, that he says that Meshakosha Shachol of Begaga Shal Chaticha. Because, as I said, if it's Begaga Shochaticha. So, meaning, Gaga means the top part. So that's the idea, that part of it is in, part of it is out. That's why he has to say the top part. If the whole thing was out, it didn't have to be Begaga Shochaticha, be any part of the Chaticha. Begaga Shochaticha is mashma, the top part of the Chaticha, the part that's sticking out. That's mashma that even if. Because according to the Tosfos on Kuf Ches, if the whole thing, it's talking about the whole thing is sticking out. So why do you have to say Begaga Shal Chaticha? The whole thing is sticking out, so there's no difference where in the Chaticha is. The whole thing is above. But if part in, part out, so then you have to explain that the Tipas Cholav is on the upper part, the part that's sticking out. So that's the. That's the idea. Okay, so that's this. So that's a fundamental machlokas here. What do you say?
Says that the
Shitas
Rashi we're tracing back.
So there was Tosas supporting Rashi to say on that it's part in, part out. Yeah, right. We saw the Tosas here on page 3, page McKintris. It says Uluri. Now, where's the first person that, and it's quoted in the name of Rashi also. It's quoted in the name of Rashi. And the question is, where's the Rashi? So he says here, on back on page 8, Sari Vava Mudbeis. A second. Let's see. Yeah. The parish of Kunchus Nika, the parish parakar, but he's called the Comic Marlo Shonu. So he's quoting Rashi here. Because it has to be totally underneath the water level. So he's saying maybe that's a possibility. But the bottom line is, it's a machlokes rishonim. Would be in Ramask of what?
The Rashi that they're quoting.
No, that's the thing. We don't know whether. So it's just a different. One conjecture is that Rashi on Kuf Ches Amud Beis about Bagaga on page 2. Right. That was one possibility of where the Rashi is. That was the Maram Shif's shot in the Rashi, where the Rashi is. Then there could be other pshatim where the Rashi is, but that's the Maram Shif's pshat. So that's the machlokes, whether you need the whole chaticha to be. So according to Tosis, that first Tosis that we learned, if it's part in, part out, that's considered that that's totally in. It has to be a separate entity, it has to be totally out. Totally out of the. Totally above the water. Okay, so that's this machlokas here. And if you take a look, One second. Okay. So that's the discussion here. Okay. So the machlokes we showed him about that. Now let's go back to the Mishnah. It says Tibus Cholov on page 1. Shanofla. Al Haticha. Nishma, but no Saint Tam, but also Haticha, Osir. So now the Mishnah says that if there's no Shishim in the Haticha, connected the Cholov, so now that Haticha is Osir. That chatich is asa, right? Near is a kederim yeshba menosin tam ba'osu keder asa. And then, if you then mix it more, in other words, first, the way it goes is it works in two stages. First, the chalav asa is the chatich is basa. And then, And then you mix it now below the water level, and then that's going to asser the rest. Take a look. On the Kufches Amrav. Amrav. Kevin Shanoson Tam B'chaticha. Chaticha Asma Nases Nevela. V'aseres Kol HaChatichas Kulon. B'pnei Shehim Mina. So that's what happens over here, that the milk is going to aser the chaticha, whatever, you know, because there was no shishim, and now the chaticha is aser, and then that chaticha will be mixed into the rest, and then aser the rest. And it's going to answer the rest. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Kevin Shanosan Tabach Haticha, Haticha Asas Nasas Nevela, Voseres Kol Haticha Sekulam Neshe Mina. Amar Lei Marzutra Berei, the Rav Mori, the Ravina, Michtei Rav Kiman, the Amar Lishmaitzik, Rav Yehuda, Tavar Mimbe Mina Lo Batil. So that's the idea here, that the chaticha is above the rotevi, the kulo above the rotevi, partially, and now the chalav falls on the chaticha, it asers the chaticha, and now you mix that chaticha with the rest, and it's going to aser, but it's going to aser even if they're shishim. Why? Because this is the opinion of Rav Yehuda that says min b'mino zeino batel. Rav Yehuda says there's no bittel but min b'mino. So if you have one chaticha that's aser, and now it's going to get into other chatichas, even if they would be shishim, it wouldn't be batel. So if you take a look, now take a look here on page 4 in Chulin Kuf Amud Aleph. Now, before we do that, let's take a look at the Rashi. Well, first, let's look at the Gemara. Darash Rava, Bar Chana. Chaticha shel nevel of shel dag tomi ena oser sashen titein tam berotev uvekipo uvechatichas. Uki Rava Morale, v'darash kevesh enosin tam bechaticha. Chaticha asas nasas nevel of oser kol chitichas kula b'nei shemina. So if you have a piece of meat and say another piece of meat goes on top of it and there's no nusinas tam, you don't have shishim, so now it's aser, and then it goes below the water level and it asers everything because this is Rav Yehuda Shita that mimba mino ain't a bottle. So look at Rashi. Kevish anosan tam b'chaticha achas shehoisa b'tzida tomid. Oshin is bashla t'chila ima kodem shitin shahar chatichas b'kdeva. Lo yamazu shishin b'isr v'nozun on nevela tam ba v'chach anosan shahar chatichas b'kdeva. So how does Rashi learn? He says, "Kevin shenosan tam b'chaticha achas shehisa b'tzida tomid." So it's talking about that you had a treif chaticha next to the kosher chaticha, and it gave an asinus tam. Or it was cooked together before the other katichas came into the katera. But I think this might be another Rashi that they're trying to prove, that Rashi holds that it's talking about part in, part out. Because kenen shenosno tam b'chaticha achas shehoisa b'tzida tomid. So what does it mean that b'tzida tamid? So he says it means that it was part in, part out, and then there was another chaticha that was on the side. Because if the whole thing would have been out, then it wouldn't have to be dafka b'tzida. It could be on top of it. Okay, whatever it might mean. But so the question at hand is, in other words, it says that the original chaticha became aser because there wasn't shishim. Right? And then it asers that chaticha. In other words, see, two pieces of meat, a kosher piece of meat, a treif piece of meat. So a treif piece of meat asers the kosher piece of meat. Again, this is all within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The mim b'mino ain't lo batal. So it's not a question of shishim. So the question, so that's what it says. So the first piece of meat asers the second piece of meat, and that was when it was above the water. Then it got below the water, and now it asers the rest. But the question is, If it's talking about Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, which clearly it is, because it says here, "Kevin shenosan tam b'chaticha chaticha asas nasa nevela v'oseres kol ha'chatichas kulon b'tein shehein mina." So it's going to ask everything else because it's mina, min b'mino ain't a bottle. So then the question is, so why do you need nesinas tam for the first piece? You hear the question? In other words, the first piece of meat, treif meat, that nevela asid, the piece of meat that was above the water. And then you mixed it, and now that piece of meat went below the water. Right? It went below the water. And it asids it. And it doesn't matter how many pieces of meat there are below the water. Because Because Lamaisa, it's Mimimino. And Mimimino is in a bottle. Right? So, Mimimino is in a bottle. So then why did you need Nesinas Tam in the first piece of meat? The first piece of meat asks that the Nevela asks the kosher piece of meat, and then that piece of meat is going to ask what? All the meat underneath. No matter how many pieces of meat. But if you're assuming that we're following the Shita, right? We learned this, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, when we were learning the Ran about Mimimino, you know, right? So we said that so that's the question. Why do you need? What's the lashon haGemara here? Chaticha shel levela, eina oser sashitein tam barota. Kevin shel nosen tam bchaticha, chaticha asen nasen levela. For oser is called chaticha kulam neishem mina. But why do you need in the sinas tam? Even without the sinas tam, it should be. It should asa the first piece. That piece of meat should asa the piece of meat above the water, and then subsequently, because it's within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. That's Tosis Kasha. Vim Tomar. See the first arrow. Lama li shechaticha shel heter kibla tam and hanavela afil lo nosna tam nami. The Avimina Oseres Becholzehu. You hear the kasha. So Tosas answers. Rabbi Ratam, he gufa mitzvah Rabbi Cholshu because Mocham Lo Minin Shetas and Nevel Lesser Kol Hacheres Kevin She Atzmalo Nasser Ali De Cholshu. So this is the pshat I think I saw in the Yisa Bracha. I say for Yisa Bracha, but the kasha of son is that Mim Bemino Eda Batel is a din in a be'ed. Whereas if you have a piece of meat that's treif, and then a piece of meat, and then a kadera of many pieces of meat that's kosher, and then the be'ed falls in, so mimimino ain't a bottle. But if basically there's a piece of meat that's kosher, and had a tam of isser in it, and then it becomes usser, and now that falls in another into another pot of meat, that's not a be'ed. It's because it became also because of a blia inside. So a be'ed, you don't say mimimino in a bottle. Only by a be'ed, not by a balua. So therefore, if it has an asinas tam, then we consider that the second piece of meat that was asked by the first piece of meat is considered a be'en, and then when it falls into the next piece of pot, it's going to ask the rest. Okay, but Ramos, I think it's getting a little complicated here, so I want to stop now, because I don't want to, you know, I want to pick up tomorrow from this, but I want you to at least understand the kasha. You know, Rav Goldwich, the Rosh Yeshiva of Keren Bayavna, used to say, if you don't prepare for the shiur, and the Rosh Yeshiva comes in and he asks kashas and gives terutzim, it's meaningless. Because you didn't have any problems. The person makes problems for you and he solves the problems. So you never had those problems. But if you feel what the problem is, and then you understand the answer, then it's meaningful. Whereas if you had a problem in life, and then someone solves the problem for you, it's meaningful. If you never had the problem, someone makes a problem for you and then solves it. So who needs the guy? He made me a problem and I didn't have a problem. So first you have to understand the kash of Tosis. What is Tosis bothered? What, it's a steer in the Gemara. Because the Gemara is following Rabbi Yehuda. The mimimino ain't to a bottle. But the original piece of meat only became also because there was no shishim. But you don't need, but even if there is shishim, if you're following Rabbi Yehuda, because mimimino ain't a bottle. That's the closest kasha. if you didn't get it, think about it, and I'll Bez Hashem tomorrow say it over again. Okay? But at least today, the main thing we discussed is that the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis of what's called Nafla al HaChaticha. Was the Chaticha Kula Chutz L'Rotev? But if it would be part in, part out, that would be like inside, and it wouldn't be a separate entity. Or Shitas, that's Shitas Tosis. Or Rashi Shita is, even if it's part in, part out, that's considered a separate entity. And therefore, you don't, you dan the milk connected the rest. Right, so if it's a separate entity, it's the milk versus this Chaticha. If it's a, if it's not a separate entity, it's the milk versus the whole thing. So Shita's Tosis is that it's only a separate entity if the whole Chaticha was jutting out. And Shita's Rashi is, no, even if part in, part out, that's considered like jutting, totally jutting out. Okay? Digest a little bit of what I said today. And then we'll take it from here tomorrow, okay? I mean, it takes time to digest this. This is like Rabbi Tugman said, this is the meat and potatoes of Bosom Cholov. Much harder than the, but don't get overwhelmed. You'll get it. Okay? But first understand the Kasha, and then tomorrow we'll go through the Teretz again. Okay, Harav Katan, have a good day.
Yeah, have a good day.
Yossi, have a good day. Michael K, have a good day. Daniel Lou, have a good day. Betty Katz, Ben Katz, have a good day. Avi Lichtschein, have a good day. Ellie Deutsch, have a good day. Okay, good to see you all. Okay, I met your cousin, Ellie.